1, 2, 3, 4.
You know what? I'm surrounded by the most beautiful smells here in this city. The first one I recognize every day is the smell of my morning coffee, even before I'm fully awake. There are lots and lots of coffee shops in Vienna, serving glorious concoctions with names like Einspeina, Fiaca, Biedermeier, Franziskana, and Kleine Braue. Sometimes I try one of those for a treat, but most times I just enjoy my plain old black coffee at home in my pajamas. What do you like to have for your breakfast? The Austrians love their bread, or Brot as they call it. The bakery shops are among the first to open each day. And the smell is something else. In some of the bakeries, you can actually stand and watch the bakers at work. Kneading, pulling, shaping the dough before opening the scorching hot ovens. When the first batches of bread come out, they're usually delivered by bicycle to regular private customers or fancy hotels. But by mid-morning, the bakers have switched to cakes and desserts. And oh, my goodness, does that make the city smell good or what?
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do.
Some cakes were especially designed here, like the Mozart cake, with its tasty blend of chocolate and pistachio nuts. But I'm sure that wherever you're listening to me, you have your own favorite kinds of cake. I mean, doesn't everyone love cake? Humans have been gobbling up cakes since the time of the ancient Egyptians. The world's first bakery shops existed down the street from the pyramids. But naturally, Vienna is proud of its most famous bakeries, some of which are hundreds of years old. Now that spring is coming, I can plan on taking a walk in the Japanese garden at Setagaya Park, or among the cherry blossoms that adorn Stadt Park in my old neighbourhood. Spring has a glorious way of waking us up with the fragrance of nature. Wait a second. What is this? a tiny little brown marmorated stink bug has invaded my nostrils with its distinctive odor. Ugh. These malodorous creatures have pretty much invaded Europe and North America during the past 20 years, and every female brown marmorated stink bug is capable of laying about 400 eggs in her lifetime. That's a lot of stinky business to spread around. Oh, ugh, oh goodness. Stink bugs emit a bad, bad smell from between their legs when they feel scared. Oh, why is this guy scared of me? Stop stinking! This smell is caused by chemicals released from the bug's abdominal glands. Some species of stink bugs can spray these chemicals a few inches away from their body, but many people can't smell them at all. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. Oh, I gotta get out of here. Now we're heading to the Palmen House at Schönbrunn. It's like a really, really big greenhouse with huge glass windows for walls. Josh, come on. It's going to be warm in here, Josh.
I hope so. It's freezing. I've got my thermals on.
Wait. Let me check. My notes say that this place is the largest greenhouse in Europe.
Ooh, sounds toasty.
Okay, let's see. It houses dozens of Mediterranean, tropical, and subtropical plants. No, Josh, wait a sec. Josh, come back. Wait a second.
What?
I need to be sure. I don't want any more unpleasant smells today.
Right.
Check this list, please,
what
Josh. This one. And tell me if there are any of these stinky plants inside, please.
Okay. Right. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Starfish flower.
I can't find it.
Okay, that's good enough. Voodoo lily, Josh. Voodoo lily.
I can't read your handwriting.
Oh, Josh. What about skunk cabbage?
No idea. Sorry, Susan.
Oi. Corpse flower. Ooh, corpse flower.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh,
I've never been.
Josh, I don't trust you. I need proof. Come on, not today. No greenhouse for me today.
Oh, it's so cold, Susan.
No, I know. We'll come back another time, Josh. Look, while we're here, let's just take a quick shortcut through the zoo.
Ooh, okay.
On the way home. Josh, you made me come into the penguin house. Who likes the smell of old fish? Anyone? Oh, do you know what? I'm going home to have a cup of black coffee.
Start to combing out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee, but I'm glad you finally came home.
Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.com. music.composer@gmail.com. Josh, I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.